Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
They took my son without my knowledge or my consent. They say it's not school function, but they took him anyway.
That's Michelle Ammons, mother of a 16-year-old Kentucky football player who was baptized along with some teammates during a, I guess you call this a field trip organized by the football coach. She's a little concerned that her son was baptized, that he went ostensibly to hear a motivational speaker and came back baptized. Now, we're going to hear the story, and then I want to hear from you. If you were this mother or the father of this 16-year-old, and they went to a field trip, I think, you know, along with the coach, you think they're going to go have steak dinner, they're going to go hear a motivational speaker, they'll come back, all will be well, nothing will really be changed. It'll just help them get back out on the field and do what they do better. But he comes back baptized. And you discover that they went to a Baptist church where he was baptized. What would you do? How would you react? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Would you throw up your hands and say, hey, the kid is 16, he can make his own decisions? I think the story tells us this young man, the news stories tell us that this young man comes from a Roman Catholic family. Would that add anything to it at all for you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Let's hear more on this story from Fox News affiliate in Louisville, Kentucky.
A big controversy gaining national attention in Breckinridge County, all centered around a field trip by members of the high school football team.
A field trip that ended with several of the players getting baptized. Fox 41's Bill Alexander is here to explain that. Bill?
Well, David, it is high school football season. That, of course, means football practice. In Breckinridge County, Kentucky, some say the coaches and the school staff they trust took practice a different and higher level. Football practice at Breckinridge County High School has a few distractions these days. In between the sprints and passes, some of the parents are yelling offsides.
They took my son without my knowledge or my consent. They say it's not school function, but they took him anyway.
2 weeks ago, after football practice, several players boarded a bus. They were told by their coach, Scott Mooney, they were going out for a steak dinner and a motivational speech. Before the night was over, 8 or 9 of the players had been baptized. Michelle says she's upset because a baptism is a private moment, something for the entire family. And she's upset because she didn't know anything about the field trip. They were taken across county lines to this church, the Franklin Crossroads Baptist Church.
The twist is that a coach brought a bunch of guys here to get them baptized. Mm-hmm. And there's no truth in that at all. The coach brought guys here to be encouraged that night. And out of the process of that, God called people to have a relationship with them.
The superintendent of the Breckinridge County Schools is Janet Meeks, and she was in attendance the night of the baptisms. She released this statement. It was my understanding that the parents knew the nature of the field trip, and participation was voluntary. Ammon says what the school district did was wrong, and the coach and superintendent need to be reprimanded.
Yes, him and Miss Meeks does both need to be. I'd like to see both of them gone.
And the Ammons family says they haven't ruled out legal action. They say other parents feel the same way. Some just haven't come forward just yet. I'm Bill Alexander, Fox 41 News.
So what do you think? Did the coach and the superintendent act appropriately in this case? Should they be penalized, the coach and the superintendent? Does the end justify the means? That is, hey, I mean, it sounds like that's what the pastor was saying there. The pastor who presumably baptized them after this motivational speech, he said, look, no one intended for these boys to be baptized, but they were baptized, and so no harm, no foul. It's good, isn't it? They got baptized. How would you react? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. It's Wednesday afternoon, September the 9th. This is Issues Etc. I want your response to a teenager who was baptized. Now we're finding out after the fact, apparently against his parents' will. 1-877-623-6943. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California. Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California. Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California. Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California. Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan. St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois. Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri. Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas. St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas. University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado. St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska. And Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. Click promote.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. issuesetc.org. Click on demand. All right. I know how I would react if one of my kids came home baptized from a field trip. A school function, a sports function, football makes no difference what the sports was. If they went intending to hear a motivational speaker, fine and good. But if they came back baptized, I know how I would react. How would you react? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us your questions or your comments at issuesetc. Up first, Chris in Detroit. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing today?
Very well.
Yeah, as a father of a 16-year-old football player in high school that doesn't know the Lord, I'd be elated if my son came home baptized. But on the other side of it, I feel like if the parents weren't made aware of the fact that the trip that they were, the motivational speaker was religiously oriented, I think I would have a problem. Although I wouldn't have a problem with Christianity because it's a faith that I share, I wouldn't want my son coming home being converted to Islam or Buddhism or some other world religion. That would I would be highly offended and have a problem with that. So I guess it would all depend on whether or not, I guess as the official from the school system said, that if they were notified that this was a church that they were going to, then they should have been aware that that could be a consequence of your child going to visit a church. You know, they could be changed by the message that they hear.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Detroit. What about the rest of you? Here's Charlie in Accident, Maryland. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. I think in part it's a matter of what did they know and when did they know it. If the coach and the superintendent knew that there was a possibility of baptism and that this field trip was going to go in this direction, all of that information should have been made explicitly clear to the parents beforehand. If it was a bait and switch on the part of the person who was speaking, then it still is a horrible situation, but I wouldn't be quite so upset with the coach and the superintendent. But the part of this that concerns me most is that this particular young man apparently was a Roman Catholic. So what happened was that he was led by this speaker to deny what God did in his baptism when he was baptized as a baby and say that he needed this false baptism that he received at this event. And, you know, as a Lutheran pastor, if that happened to one of my children, I would be enraged, to say the least.
Charlie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Chris is on the line in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hi, Chris.
Even though I don't have children myself, as a Lutheran, I would be enraged because if I wanted them to be Baptist, I'd be taking them to a Baptist church.
Well put. Thank you very much. Steve says, I have several thoughts. Since Baptists do not recognize any baptism that is not a Baptist baptism, they would not recognize the baptism of one baptized in a Roman, Lutheran, or most other churches. Also, Baptists have a low view of baptism, that it is not a means of grace. Second concern, this is a bait-and-switch form of evangelism. If this was a Mormon football coach in Utah, would one's response be different? Asks Steve. Steve, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? It's audio open lines. How would you react if your 16-year-old daughter or son came home from a sports field trip baptized? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us, @issuesetc. Now, I think it's crucial that this was a young man, at least according to the news accounts, who came from a Roman Catholic family. So we can safely assume, if this is a practicing family, that this young man had already been baptized as an infant. And I think what Charlie pointed out there is quite true. Regardless of what the young man thought he was doing, regardless of what the preacher who baptized him thought he was doing, he was certainly being led to deny his original baptism. His one baptism. It's quite clear in Scripture that baptism is a one-time thing. This is why Baptists do what they do. They say, well, your baby baptism is no baptism. You need to be baptized. They wouldn't rebaptize somebody who'd been baptized at, say, 7 or 8 years old, but if you were baptized younger than that, they might well rebaptize you. The other concern that I have, and I think Charlie would share it as well and other callers, no consultation of the parents. Baptism isn't a private act, it's a public act, and it's a public act of the church. Still time for your thoughts. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or Twitter us @issuesetc. In the second hour of the program, we'll talk about the president's upcoming address on health care reform. Expectations run high or low, depending on which side of the aisle you sit on. Congressman John Shimkus will join us for that conversation. Then we'll talk biblical inerrancy. James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, based in Phoenix, will be our guest. We're going to talk about the peculiar form of inerrancy being pushed nowadays among evangelicals. They like to make their analogy with Jesus, that the Bible, like Jesus, is both human and divine, and they have no real problem with errors and contradictions therein. Jason writes us, he says, this is clearly a fourth commandment issue, and I think that it is relevant to the discussion to consider the baptism of households, that is, he's making reference there to the baptisms in the book of Acts, and thus the place of parents in having their children baptized. Parents are responsible for their children, including the child's spiritual welfare. I would be upset if my teenager, who is still legally in my care, went to hear a motivational speaker and came back having gone through a religious ritual of some other religion. Thank you very much, Jason. Now, one of the earlier callers from Detroit said, you know, if the child didn't know Jesus as Savior and then was baptized, he would be elated. And I think in that case, if I were a Christian parent of a child who is an unbeliever, God forbid, and the child went away and heard the gospel and desired baptism and was baptized, I honestly would not quibble about what church they got baptized in. I would prefer that they'd be baptized according to with the right teaching of baptism. But if they were baptized in a Christian baptism, I would be happy about it. But that's not the case in this case. It's a young man who apparently was Roman Catholic and now, at least according to his baptism, is a Baptist. Michael in Illinois says, as a pastor who has sometimes led various sports teams from our small town public school to a pregame prayer, I have a wide amount of latitude for religious activity in connection with sports teams. There are first article gifts, and we need to thank God for that. My bigger problem, writes Michael in Illinois, is that this was a motivational speech. When preaching of the word can be classified as motivational speech, I don't think it's true preaching, ergo the bait-and-switch concerns of some of our other listeners. When I do a motivational speech, it's a motivational speech. When it's a devotion, it's a devotion. And if you go to a motivational speech and get a sermon slash worship service where baptism is an option, that is bait and switch, writes Michael. I made sure that all the students knew that a devotion and a prayer were going to happen. They all had to consent, and I would decline the invitation of the coach to lead the prayer or devotion. That's Michael in Illinois. But see, there's responsible pastoral practice, and then there's just kind of do what feels right pastoral practice. You're dealing with a young man, so you got several issues playing around that should have probably occurred to the preacher or motivational speaker, whatever he considered himself at the moment, before he baptized these young men. Not just the one young man, but these young men, period. Have you been previously baptized? Am I causing you to, whether you know it or not, deny your previous baptism? Two, maybe I should call the parents. I mean, just pick up the phone and call the parents. This is the cell phone age. You can pick up the phone and call the parents and say, hey, young Jimmy just heard my sermon and he desires baptism. Did this kid really desire baptism? Or was he just going along with his friends who attended the motivational speech with him? And the other concern I think our listeners have well pointed out, when it comes to evangelism, baptism, these things, we don't need to be bait and switch. We don't need to invite people in under the pretense of motivational speaking or getting motivated or pumping you up for the next big game, only to slip in Jesus. That's not honest. Let's be honest witnesses. Leave the bait and switch to the salesmen, to the marketers, to the hucksters, to the charlatans, to the barkers at carnivals. Let's preach the word honestly, openly. We don't need to bait anyone, and we don't need to make the old switcheroo to bring Jesus in. Those are the concerns. How would I react? I would be livid if my son or daughter came home baptized. I'd be livid because they would have been misled into denying the baptism they received as children, which is perfectly good. It bears the name of the triune God. It's done according to Christ's command. And I would also, as a parent, just be livid that no one asked me. Not my child, nor the preacher, especially the preacher. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for September is the Lutheran Study Bible. Some people already have this resource in their hands. They're delighted with it. Everyone I've heard from is absolutely delighted with the Lutheran Study Bible. There's good reason. It has the best of Reformation scholarship for the first time in English in this great Bible. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. It's right there at the homepage. Or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Lutheran Study Bible. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. book of the month for September, the Lutheran Study Bible. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. Thanks for all the phone calls and for the email as well. We're going to talk about the president's address, upcoming address on health care reform. What are the expectations? Congressman John Shimkus will be our guest. Then we'll talk biblical inerrancy, or what some people want to pass off as biblical inerrancy. James White will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues Etc. is straight ahead.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.